Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building kick weight for future jungle in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that hits hard, feels modern, and still has that vintage jungle soul. Now, if you're new to drum and bass production, here's the big idea straight away. In future jungle, the kick is not just there to be loud. It has a job. It anchors the groove, it supports the break, and it leaves space for the sub and bass movement, so we're not chasing the biggest kick possible. We're chasing the right kick for the arrangement. A future jungle kick has to do three things at once. It needs to hit clearly in the drop, sit inside break edits without fighting them, and leave room for the low end. That's the sweet spot. If you get that balance right, the whole track suddenly feels stronger. We're going to keep this simple and use Ableton stock tools only. Drum rack, simpler. EQ8, saturator, drum bus, compressor, utility, and a little automation. No fancy extras needed. In fact, starting simple is usually better, especially at beginner stage. First, pick a kick sample that already has some weight. In a new Ableton set, create a MIDI track and load drum rack. Drop your kick onto a pad, and choose something that's more rounded than sharp. For this style, you usually want a kick that's around 100 to 250 milliseconds long, with a solid body and not too much glossy click. If the kick sounds too clean, that's fine. We can add character later. If it sounds too floppy or too long, that's also workable, but it may need more shaping. The main thing is to start with a solid source. One good kick is enough for now. Next, tune the kick to the track. You can drop it into simpler if you want easy tuning control, or keep it inside drum rack and adjust from there. Try transposing it a little bit, somewhere between -2 and +3 semitones. You're not trying to make it perfect in a classical music sense. You're just trying to make sure the tail of the kick isn't fighting your bass root or creating muddy low-end clashes. If the kick feels muddy, move it slightly higher. If it loses its body, move it slightly lower. Small changes can make a big difference. And while you're testing, use utility to switch the signal to mono if needed. That helps you hear the true low-end behavior without stereo tricks getting in the way. Now let's add some impact. Put drum bus after the sample. This is one of the best stock devices for kick weight in drum and bass because it gives you punch, density, and a bit of low-end lift without making the chain complicated. Start gently. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low if you want a cleaner modern sound, or push it a bit more if you want that dirtier jungle flavor. Boom can be really useful here too, but don't overdo it. A good starting boom frequency is around 50 to 70 Hz for deeper kicks, or 70 to 90 Hz for a tighter punch. If the kick needs more front-end snap, bring the transient up a little. What drum bus is doing here is giving the kick a short, controlled burst of energy. That matters a lot in D&B, because the tempo is fast and every hit has to count. If the low end starts to turn to mush, back off the boom or shorten the sample instead of just making it louder. After that, clean things up with EQ8. This is where you make the kick fit the mix instead of just sounding impressive on its own. If there's useless rumble below 25 to 30 Hz, high pass it out. If the kick sounds boxy, make a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more thump, try a gentle boost around 50 to 80 Hz. And if the click is too aggressive, ease a little bit out around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep your move small. 1 to 4 dB is usually plenty. A lot of beginners make the mistake of boosting low end too much. But in future jungle, warm and round is better than huge and messy. If the kick starts fighting the sub, don't just keep boosting the low end. Narrow the EQ boost and reduce the tail. Now for a little vintage soul. Add saturator after EQ8. This is where you can give the kick some analog style density and make it translate better on different systems. Try drive around 1.5 to 5 dB and turn soft clip on. Keep the output controlled so you don't fool yourself with extra loudness. This part is subtle, but really important. Saturation adds harmonics, and harmonics help the kick feel fuller on club systems, headphones, and laptop speakers. If you push it too hard, though, the kick can get fuzzy and lose that clean modern punch. So think of this as adding character, not distortion for its own sake. Next, control the length. In drum and bass, kick length matters a lot. If the kick rings too long, it'll clash with the sub and blur the groove. If it's too short, it can feel weak. You want a fast, rounded thump that gets in and gets out cleanly. Trim the sample if needed. Shorten the release if the tail feels messy. If you're layering, keep the main body controlled and the top layer short. If you're using one sample, ship it with the clip or sampler settings so it stays tight. A good future jungle kick should feel solid, but not oversized. Now let's think about the breakbeat. Future jungle is all about the relationship between kick and break. The kick should support the brake, not stomp all over it. Put a brake loop on another track and place your kick so it complements the main accent it hits. A simple starting idea is kick on the downbeat, brake chop filling the gaps, ghost hits or shuffled percussion around it, and the sob answering the kick. In a 170 to 174 BPM drop, you might use a kick on beat 1 and another one leading into the next phrase, while the brake handles the motion. The groove should feel like a conversation. If needed, use groove pull to nudge the kick slightly into the pocket of your brake. Even a small amount of groove can make the whole rhythm feel more human and more old school. Now let's make space for the bass. If the bass line is strong, use compressor on the bass or bass bus with the kick as the sidechain input. Keep it subtle. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. Attack around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds depending on tempo. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. In DNB, too much sidechain can make the track breathe too heavily. You want the kick to speak clearly, and then you want the sub to come back quickly. That's what keeps the groove powerful without sounding overprocessed. You can also use utility on the bass chain to keep the low end centered and under control. In heavier bass music, low end width can become a problem fast, so the kick and sub should usually stay mono and stable. Now let's talk arrangement energy. One of the reasons a future jungle drop feels strong is because the kick changes over time. You can automate small changes to make the track evolve. For example, automate drum bus drive a little higher into the drop, or automate saturator drive for a heavier second drop. Even a 1 to 2 dB kick volume lift in the first 8 bars can make the section feel like it opens up. A good arrangement might go like this. In the intro, the kick is filtered or reduced a little, leaving room for atmosphere. In the first drop, the kick is tight and clean. In the second drop, it gets a bit dirtier and more forceful. Same groove, more energy. That's how you build progression without rewriting the whole track. Always check the kick in context. Solo mode is useful for setup, but the real test is the full mix. Use utility at the end of your drum bus or on the master to check mono. Listen for a few key things. Does the kick vanish when the break and bass come in? Is it too clicky on small speakers? Does it overpower the sub? Does it stay stable in mono? If something feels off, fix it in this order: sample choice first, then sample length, then drum bus, then EQ8, then saturation, then sidechain. That order keeps you focused on musical choices instead of random tweaking. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't use a kick with too much sub tail. That's one of the fastest ways to create mud. Second, don't push low-end EQ boosts too hard. Third, don't oversaturate the kick until it turns into fuzzy soup. Fourth, don't let the kick fight the sub. Fifth, don't make it so clicky that it feels like a techno kick. And finally, don't ignore the breakbeat. In jungle and future jungle, the groove is a relationship, not a solo. Here is a really useful mindset tip. Think relationship, not loudness. The kick gets power from how well it locks with the break and bass. Also, use the kick as a timing reference. If the whole loop feels rushed or late, try nudging the kick slightly against the break and see how the groove changes. Sometimes tiny timing moves make the whole beat breathe better. And check it at low volume too. If you can still sense the kick's shape quietly, it'll usually translate much better on club systems and headphones. That's a great teacher trick. If it works quietly, it usually works loudly. If the sound starts feeling right, commit early. Resample it, freeze it, bounce it, and move on. Don't get trapped endlessly tweaking the same kick for an hour. Once the tone and movement are there, keep writing. Let's finish with a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Load one kick into drum rack. Add drum bus, EQ8, and saturator. Put the kick on beat 1 and add one extra kick before the bar line. Add a chopped breakbeat on another track. Add a simple sub note that answers the kick. Then tweak until the kick feels audible, round, and not clashing with the bass. Check it in mono. After that, duplicate the loop and make a second version with a little more drive and crunch for a heavier drop. Your goal is to make two versions, one with clean punch and one with heavier jungle weight. Compare them and listen for which one locks best with the break and bass. So remember the core formula: choose a strong sample, tune and trim it, shape it with drum bus, clean it with EQ8, add warmth with saturator, keep the bass out of the way with gentle sidechain and mono discipline, and automate energy so the kick evolves across the arrangement. If the kick feels strong with the break, leaves room for the sub, and still sounds good in mono, you're in the pocket. That's the future jungle sweet spot. Modern punch with vintage soul.